الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أما بلو النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حسد That a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madini channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsala of Madini channel, Hidden Diseases of Heart. And in this silsala we will discuss a particular disease of heart which is very destructive, and that is called takabbur. It is mentioned in the book printed by Maktabatul Madina, page number 96, and the name of the book is Takabbur. That to regard oneself as greater and to regard other people as lower, this is what is called Takabbur. That is the definition of Takabbur. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Al-kibru batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nasi." That takabbur is to go against the truth and to regard other people lower. And Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, Takabbur is this, that a person thinks that he is better than others. And a person who got this sickness, he is called mutakabbir. Or in Urdu we say maghroor. In English we say arrogant person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the arrogant ones. And in order to refute the sense of takabbur and arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا And do not walk on the earth boastfully. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the kuffar, about the disbelievers who are mutakabbirin, who are arrogant. فَادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ Now enter through the doors of Jahannam and stay therein forever. What a bad place for the arrogant ones. Aqaid Alam Nure Mujassam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that on the day of judgment, mutakabbirin, the arrogant people, will be raised in the shape of human beings in the size of ants. And the humiliation would be upon them from all angles. They'll be covered with humiliation. And they will be imprisoned in a prison of Jahannam called Bulas. And a great fire will encircle them and will control them. And they will be put in Tinatul Khabbal, whereby they will drink the pus of inmates of hellfire. Astaghfirullah. Takabbur, or arrogance, is divided into three categories. Takabbur against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kind of takabbur or arrogance is kufr. Fir'aun committed this kufr. He said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. He said to the people that, I am your greatest Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, both the brothers, to guide Fir'aun and his people. But he belied both the prophets alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him, and he and his people were drowned in the Nile River. Mufassireen ikram, the commentators of Holy Quran, they have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw the body of Fir'aun on the bank of the river like a dead bull. So he can become a lesson for the rest of Bani Israel. And it can be apparent to people that a person who is an oppressor and he is arrogant against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will definitely be destroyed one day. And he will be thrown deep in humiliation and in insult, as it happened to Fir'aun. And second kind of takabbur is to show arrogance against the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal. This kind of takabbur is also kufr. That a person, due to his ignorance or grudge or enmity, that he stands up against a Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal and he refuses to follow the teachings of the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he regards himself as an honorable person, and he thinks that I'm too high, I'm too big to listen to this person. And based on that, he refuses the message which the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal gives him. As the kuffar at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they refused to accept the message which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them, based on the fact that they felt that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not their match. He is lower than them. So Quran mentions that the kuffar said, "Ahaz alladhi ba'athallahu rasula." So in the style of belittling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, is this the person that Allah has sent him as Rasul? So their style of saying this sentence and phrase was to insult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also they said, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. Why the Quran was not revealed on somebody big from those two cities? So because they were thinking that Rasulullah ﷺ is not a big person, he is a small person, and they regarded themselves as the big people, and based on that they refused the message of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was indeed arrogance, but this arrogance is kufr. And number three, or third kind of takabbur or arrogance, is that person shows his arrogance against people. So the first two kind of takabburs or arrogance, like against Allah or against the Rasul of Allah, that is very severe, and that is kufr, that is disbelief. But the third kind of takabbur is not so serious, or outcome is not so serious, like it would not lead to kufr. But this is indeed haram and leads to the hellfire, and it is a major sin. Because to show takabbur or to regard one's own self as big is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is suitable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not suitable to any human being. There is a beautiful story in which there is a great lesson for us in regard to staying away from arrogance and from takabbur. There was a person in Bani Israel who was very sinful. And once he passed through a very pious person, a person who was a great worshipper. And wherever he used to go, cloud will go upon him to give him the shade. This sinner thought to himself that I'm a very sinful person and he is a very holy person. If I sit with this person, if I be in his company, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his mercy upon me as well. Now because of thinking this, he went and he sat down with this pious person. And this worshipper, this pious person, did not like this sinner to come and sit with him. He thought to himself that I am a great worshipper and he is a great sinner. How can he sit with me or next to me? So he addressed this sinner with a very humiliating and insulting style and told him that you must get out, go away. When this happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wahi to the Nabi of that time and told the Nabi to tell these two that you must start your actions all over again. I have forgiven all the sins of this sinful person because he had this husne zan. He was thinking good that maybe if I sit with a holy person, Allah may forgive my sins. So because of this husne zan, this good presumption that he had in his mind, I have forgiven his sins and I have destroyed all the good deeds of this pious person and this worshipper. So both of them must start their deeds all over again. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, from here we learn that takabbur can destroy all the good deeds that person has performed so far. There are several reasons which lead person to become mutakabbir, and there are treatments as well. So if we know and understand the reason of this hidden disease and we know how to treat it, then maybe we can try and overcome this problem. The first reason which the ulama ikram have recorded for takabbur is ilm, knowledge. Sometimes person gets into the trouble of arrogance because of great knowledge. Person is very knowledgeable and he looks at every other person around him lower than him in knowledge, so he becomes arrogant. And this sickness is found a lot in knowledgeable people. The treatment of this sickness is that one should ponder upon the mansab and the status of Mu'allimul Malakut, and that is Shaitan. He was given a great knowledge. He was actually teacher of angels. And because of that knowledge, he attained a very high station. But look at what happened to Shaitan. That he became mutakabbir. He became arrogant. And he started regarding himself better and greater than Hazrat Adam Safiullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And he refused to show respect to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. But when he exercised takabbur and arrogance, the punishment that he got is humiliation till the day of Qiyamah, and he became Jahannami. He is a confirmed kafir and he will live in Jahannam forever and forever. So one should think deeply. If Shaitan, who was so close in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, can be destroyed because of takabbur, then who am I? What if I am put into the same kind of humiliation and destruction, then who will save me? So if one knowledgeable person starts thinking this way, then there is hope that he will stay away from exercising this hidden sickness of the heart, which is known as takabbur. The second reason which ulama ikram have recorded is kathrati ibadat. That person does a lot of ibadat. He works very hard in this regard, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he starts becoming arrogant and he starts looking down upon other people and starts thinking that they are lower than him and he is greater than them. And this happens to a lot of people, a lot of abideen. Its treatment is that one should think that if I am doing a lot of ibadat, it is not my excellence. It is the karam and the fadl and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because of his tawfiq. It is because he enabled me. He empowered me. He afforded me the opportunity to worship him. That's why I'm worshiping him. There is no excellence of mine. So if one starts thinking this way, then his niyat can be corrected and he can treat this sickness. One should create fear in himself that this ibadat upon which I am so arrogant today, and if that ibadat is not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and each and everything that I do is rejected, and instead of me going into Jannat, if I go into Jahannam, into hell, then what would be my situation and how would I bear the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So one should keep on reminding himself these things. So inshallah azza wa jal, he will be able to get rid of this hidden sickness of the heart. The third reason which ulama ikram have recorded for takabbur is maal and daulat, money, wealth. A person who got beautiful house, beautiful car, bank balance, lot of money, lot of workers, servants around them to serve them, many a times they become victim of this sickness, which is arrogance. And they start thinking and looking at other people that they are lower than them in power, in wealth, and they cannot compete with them at any level. And they start feeling extremely powerful. And fear of Allah Azza wa Jal does not even come near them. Now the treatment of this reason or this sabab, that one should believe firmly that a day will come that I will leave everything in the dunya and I'll go empty-handed from this dunya. So there will be no pocket made in the coffin filled with money, and there will be no safe to keep in the cupboard where all the gold and the silver and the dollars and the money is kept. And the good deeds will illuminate the cupboard, not the gold, not the silver, not the wealth. Therefore, one should think that this perishable world, this faithless world, which is not going to be with you and would not accompany you in the grave, why should I destroy my akhirat? Why should I make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry because of this wealth, because of this dunya? So if one starts thinking from this level, there's hope that he would be able to treat this hidden disease of the heart. The fourth reason which ulama ikram have recorded for this destructive sickness, which is known as arrogance or takabbur, is hasab or nasab. That means family. Person belongs to highly respected noble family. Now because his forefathers were great or they were heroes, or because of them that family is respected, and a person start thinking that others are lower than me, I am greater. And a lot of people are involved in takabbur because of this reason. Its treatment is that one should remind himself that There is no greatness by showing arrogance to other people because of the contribution of other people or because of the achievements of other people who were there before me in my family. Rather, this is ignorance. There is a warning for that person who becomes arrogant because of the achievement of his forefathers. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, those nations who become arrogant because of the achievements of their forefathers, they should stop that. Because this kind of conduct and behavior is the coal of Jahannam. These nations will become so low and humiliated like insects, according to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who are scratching the filth on the ground with their nose. Allah Azza wa Jal has put an end to the takabbur of jahiliyat and ignorance as you people are exercising. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this to an end, that people become proud and start showing arrogance because of the achievements of their forefathers. Now, a person would be muttaqi and mu'min, or he will be a sinner or an unfortunate person. All of you are the children of Adam alayhi salam, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created from the soil. This hadith mubarakah makes it very clear that what would be counted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is not that whose son you are or which family you belong to. What would be counted and will have any worth in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal are your deeds. We all need to do good deeds. We can't just be arrogant and big and show ourselves that we are better than others because we are son of so and so, or we belong to so and so family. The fifth reason which ulama ikram have recorded is the status or a particular position in government, for example. And many people become arrogant because they hold a high position in an organization or in certain departments of government. Its treatment is that one should remind himself that it is foolishness to be arrogant on a position which is perishable, which is going to end very soon. Izzat and mansab and status and respect does not stay with anyone forever. You are arrogant because of a status which you have been granted. And if that status is snatched away from you, which is happening day and night, people are given high status and then that status is taken back from them, then you will be covering your face from the very same people that you are showing takabbur to them today. Today you shout at people and you order them, and tomorrow you have to go and deal with them again when you will not have this status with you. And then your arrogance is mixed with the sand. The very same people you thought are lower than you, today you have to seek help from them. So therefore, when you get any mansab, any status, any position which has power and respect, you must not forget that this would change very soon, and you have to deal with all these people again. And then if you do not respect them today when you are holding the status, they will not respect you tomorrow. The sixth reason which ulama ikram have recorded is the success. That a person who achieves success after success, and slowly he becomes arrogant and he starts thinking that I am greater than others and others are lower than me, I'm very special, I'm brilliant, I'm intelligent, I think very well, I turn sand into gold. A lot of people, they say these kind of things. But he must not forget that it is not him who is the real cause for success. The real cause for success is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He made it possible for you, so you became successful. One should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful. But unfortunately, there are many people, instead of humbling themselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, they become arrogant. So therefore, one should always fear that today if you are successful, tomorrow he can take all your success away and you will be worthless and penniless. And we have seen a lot of people in this dunya that once upon a time they are very successful, they are very powerful, they are very influential. But then we see them, they are bankrupt. There is no izzat, no respect, no honor, no dignity left for these people. So one should remind himself these things and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no reason to become arrogant because you are seeing success after success. And the seventh reason which ulama ikram have recorded is the physical beauty. Zahri husno jamal. Lot of people become mutakabbir, arrogant, because their looks are good, or their skin color is good, or their height is good. They have wide shoulders, and because of that, they become arrogant and they start looking down upon others. And then because of that arrogance, they commit a lot of wrong things. One should ponder upon this fact that this is also the taqseem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have not become good looking because of your own excellence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everyone differently. And that these good looks, this husno jamal will not always remain with the person. Person keep on changing. And one should think and ponder upon his reality. That what is my beginning and what is my end? Today I'm so arrogant about my looks and my beauty. Your beginning is a napak, impure, filthy drop of sperm, and your end is a rotten body in the grave. So how can you be arrogant about your looks and about your height and about your body and about your skin color? All that is temporary. And you must also think, remind yourself, that no person that who thinks I'm very beautiful about my body and about my looks daily. You go to toilet. You go for number one, you go for number two. You go at the place of bad smell, stinking. You know, there's a lot of dirt and dust that come on you, and perspiration that produces bad smell, all that is coming out from you. What beauty are you talking about? And with your own hand, you are cleaning the filth of your body, the dirt of your body. So, O person who is arrogant because of these kind of issues, remind yourself that all beauty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just have different looks. That's our identity. Every human being is beautiful. Do not regard any human being as ugly. So therefore, if you start thinking from a positive side and start reminding yourself, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be able to get rid of this sickness of takabbur and arrogance. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat so we can stay away from this killer disease of the heart which destroyed shaitan. And it can definitely destroy human being as well. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ورزا نفس is indeed an enemy ورزا نفس is indeed an enemy don't be deceived by it You have not seen the